This audio presentation is a teaching of Pastor Scott Chiroma of New Hope, East Hawaii. In his message titled Hearing God Part 2, Pastor Scott speaks about what we need to do after hearing from God. By having the right attitude, accepting the task given, rebuking reluctance, and being obedient, we have then truly heard God's plan. This message was recorded on Sunday, July 26, 2015. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Good morning, you all. Before we begin, we have some announcements. But first of all, would you congratulate the new Mr. and Mrs. Frank and Marcia Castagnetti? They got married last week, Sunday, and it was a wonderful ceremony. Thank you. Pastor Alex said I did good. I didn't speak any pidgin. Yeah, they made me wear a tie, and it was pretty good. Thank you that they let us do the service in the shade. Yeah, and some more announcements. Hey, I need for all the willing and semi-athletic people, semi, because you don't have to be. Co-ed softball starts next week, Saturday. And they just told me this week. So there's a sign-up table, a sign-up sheet on the welcome table. Please sign up because we need at least 11 to 20 people because I know not everybody going to make it each week. So please do that. Sign up on the table. And then women. You know, the men have such a great time here and they have such a great fellowship. And I almost feel guilty that the women don't have something, but we are going to start something. So if you are interested, ladies, in having a fellowship, not necessarily to get another sermon preached to you, but just so you can get to know each other, hang out. And that way you get to know each other, you'll know how to pray for one another. Please sign up on our table over there, and then we'll be in touch with you of what's happening and when we're going to start. And it's really important because I really want you ladies to enjoy each other and get to know who's in church so you guys can have people to talk to and fellowship with. Amen? Hey, right after service, we're going to have a life stage meeting. Anybody interested in teaching or helping facilitate the youth ministry, right up here in the patio, because right after service, we're having a fun day. We're going to open the gym, set up the water slide. You know, your children are going to be safe here. You guys can go sneak away for a little while and have a short meeting right after service, all right? So if you're interested, you know, if you go to this meeting, you know, you can just see what it's like. And if you feel that you're not called, then, hey, no problem. You want to check it out anyway. Amen? Pastor Courtney has some announcements. Would you welcome Pastor Courtney? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
All right. Thank you so much for my greeting. Oh, that makes it it brightens my day. And so I want to tell you guys how amazing last night was. Last night was so cool. I got to hear the kids. They worship with so much energy, man. Blew them all the water. Gave them the mic. Oh my gosh. Who knew? They had so much fun. And then after the message, we got to hear about what they learned about Jesus, and I want to let you guys know that they're learning so much about Jesus that it's blowing our leaders' minds, and they're having so much fun, and it's so great. We had some new people come, so thank you so much for all of your investment and just all of your prayers and all of your support. God is doing great things in that, and this coming week, it's not going to stop because August 1st is our next youth night. When is our next youth night? All right, it's from 5 to 8. What time is it?
5.
Oh, you guys are so smart, I tell you. Thank you, guys. I love being a part of a listening and a smart church. Pastor Scott must love it, too. And so that's what I have is they can come next week, August 1st, from 5 to 8. We have youth night. It's going to be game night. It's going to be fun. And we have a big announcement coming next week, so make sure that you come to hear the announcement and to listen to all the message that God's going to bring through our pastors. It's going to be exciting. And we have youth night right now over there. And any of the youth who want to come, I'll take them over. And it's going to be fun. And they're playing games. They got the candy. They got the prizes. It's all good. Giving them the sugar rush. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So God's doing great things. Thank you so much for your investment.
Amen. Would you thank Pastor Courtney? Oh, if I was a youth, I would be there because that room has air conditioning. And if you're younger than her, you can go, you know. No takers? Oh, I love you guys. Yeah. Man, God has been doing incredible things. My hearing him has been so much better. And, you know, as we prepare to take the tithes and offerings, I got to say, you know, you guys are so wonderful. You know, a couple weeks ago, we took and collected some goodies for our service, men and women, and you guys came through. We've been able to give the boxes to the families. I just got one more to give. And they even wrote letters to them, and they're going to get these boxes, and they're going to know that they have a church family back home that's praying for them and that loves them. And today, when you give, man, just understand that you are just storing up your treasures in heaven. Amen. And that's a wonderful thing. I love to give to God. Not because of what he says that I'm going to get back, but I just love to give because he provides so much for me. And every time I got to clean up stuff, wash the dishes, clean up sawdust, clean up tools, I just think, man, if I didn't have food, if I didn't have tools, then there would be nothing to clean up. But everything I get, I know is from God. And I am so grateful. Lord, thank you so much. And this morning, as we give, Lord, I ask that you would bless the gift, the giver. And Lord, use these tithes and these offerings to just grow your kingdom, to expand, to break down walls, to move forward so that we can reach the lost and equip the saved. Thank you so much that we are able to give this morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead, ushers. Whew. Okay, everybody, do me a favor. Turn your fan this way and fan. Oh. Yeah, now I can see I have fans. Yeah. Man, last week was, I hope you got last week, and I hope you've been practicing hearing his voice. Last week we talked that God speaks through his Holy Spirit. God speaks through other people. God speaks through our circumstances. And God speaks through his word. If you have your Bibles this morning, open it up to Matthew chapter 7. You know, the more I listen to sermons on the radio, the more spiritual, beneficial books I read, the more I start to get in tune with what God is saying. And not only that, but the direction. And the thing is, when you read the Bible, it's hard to stay idle. Man, because it challenges us to do things. It's not just like any self-help book. Man, the Bible is just so alive. And if you read it just to get through the reading plan, then you probably would not get much. But if you read it to find direction, to find understanding, then it's so powerful. In Matthew 7, starting in verse 24, Jesus is talking. He says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine, and I hope you're hearing him, and acts on them. You see right there, it's just causing us, man. You got to act on it. You cannot just hear it and not do nothing. May be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house. And yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell, the floods came, the winds blew, and it slammed against the house, and it fell. And great was its fall. The thing is, you know, God is always speaking. He's speaking right now. You may not see it. How many of you have a cell phone? Come on, raise your hand. Okay, I have. Today, for the purposes of this, I brought my cell phone to church. Can somebody call me? Somebody who has my number? Man, look on the back of your bulletin. Who's first? Who's first? Who gets the prize? I don't see. You know, when I'm talking, you're on your phone. When I tell you to call me, you put your phone away. Carlin! Okay, you see that? Okay. Carlin, say something. You hang up. Okay, say something. Okay. You hear that? There's a signal. There's a signal from her phone to my phone. Can you see it? But it's there, right? And God's voice is there. It's always there. There's a signal coming through. Thank you, Carlin. You can hang up on me now. Now I have your phone number. But I always did. But you understand what I'm trying to get at. It's this, God's voice is always speaking. It's always there. You can't see it. And you might be tuned into the wrong frequency. So you're like, where is it? And it's constantly speaking. And sometimes we may think like, wow, if he's always speaking, why am I not hearing him? Do I need a hearing aid? Am I dialed into the wrong channel? You know, I believe that the more we can practice listening for his voice, you know, the more we can hear him and understand his voice. When my wife and I, you know, we've been together for 20-something plus years, over 25 years. And when she's in the shower and she screams, I know there's a cockroach. Because I know her voice. And she wouldn't scream because the water is cold. She wouldn't scream because the water is hot. I know there's a cockroach because I know her voice. I hang out with her. I live with her. But I know. Yeah, and because I spend time with her. And same thing with God. We go fishing with the guys, and I can tell you, I know what Al snoring is like. Hey? Because I hear him. Sometimes I think he's going to stop breathing. And like, whoa. I know what Jaywin snoring is like. Because we went camping, and I was 5 feet away, and his snoring kept me up. I went to Pastor Wayne's practicum with Pastor Aaron. I know what his snoring is like because I hang out with these guys. So I recognize their voice. I recognize their snoring. So we went to the conference in Anaheim. We caught the bus from Anaheim to L.A. We went to the tour of our national church office and the Angelus Temple and Pastor Amy Sample McPherson's parsonage. And it was a wonderful trip. And then we came back. We was coming back at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And we were on a bus. And we were in L.A. traffic. And because we wasn't the first ones on the bus, we all sat separately. I sat in one place. Jaywin was like two seats back. Kayla guys was further back. Brittany guys was across the aisle. And we're riding back in traffic, and it's stop and go, stop and go. And you kind of get tired. And it's a good thing we wasn't driving. So halfway back in traffic, I hear this snore. And I start laughing because I said, I recognize that snore. And I don't even have to turn around because I know it's Jaywin. I know it's him because we went fishing together. And I said, I started to laugh. And the thing is, I knew that Harley was sleeping because if she was awake, he would have get cracks. So I did a boy, and I was, you know, when we got up to get off the bus, the guy in the back of me, in front of Jaywin guy, I think he was taking pictures of Jaywin, and we were having a kind of a good laugh because, man, the whole back of the bus heard him. And the thing is, when we spend time with God, we get to kind of be familiar with his voice. You know, if he tells me, if I hear a voice saying, go and condemn somebody and scold them, I know that's not from God because I spend enough time to know his voice. You know, and when we get to practice hearing his voice, you know, it's such a wonderful thing because direction in life, what we should and shouldn't do becomes a lot more clear. You know, a lot of times there are many things that get in the way of us hearing God. And this morning, I just like to point out a few things. Sometimes we cannot hear God, or sometimes we can hear God. It depends on our attitude. It really depends. Look at what Jesus did when he prayed in Luke 22. And he withdrew from them about a stone's throw away, and he knelt down and began to pray, saying, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. But yet, he said, yet not my will, but yours be done. He surrendered everything. His attitude was, hey, God, I really don't want to suffer and die. But you know what? Whatever you want, I will do. His attitude was in submission to God. He was ready to do whatever God asked him to do. And what is your attitude like when you're praying or listening to God? Is it about what you want? Is it all about you? Are your prayers, Lord, I want? Is your prayers like a list? Or do you give time to sit down and be still and be quiet and listen? Okay? So attitude is a very important part of hearing God. And number two, acceptance. 1 Samuel 3:9. And Eli said to Samuel, go lie down, and it shall be, if he calls you, that you say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. God was calling, and he wasn't sure who that was. So Eli told him, you know what? If you hear that voice again, say, yes, Lord, your servant is listening. When God speaks, are you ready to listen? Have you ever spoken to someone and they didn't listen? You know that feeling, yeah? I remember when I was in high school, barely, that the teacher would teach and I would sleep. So I wouldn't listen. So all you teachers out there, you guys have students who sleep in your class, and they come up to you at recess time and they ask, can you explain this to me? And then you say, well, weren't you listening? You know, have you ever spoken to somebody and they didn't listening? I think if you keep speaking and you keep speaking and you keep speaking and they stop listening, then eventually you're going to just stop speaking. Sometimes when we ask God for something, we need to expect an answer. Be ready. Even when we don't ask for things, be ready to listen. I mean, sometimes we make excuses, brush it off. Oh, maybe that wasn't God speaking. Maybe I was just imagining things. What is our attitude like when it comes to listening? Is God's voice, is his voice to us just words? Or is his voice saying something that has meaning? Does it mean something to you? Because sometimes if we think like that and it's like, ah, I think eventually the voice might go silent. I think when we listen to God, gotta kind of like lean in. You know, like if somebody's talking and there's loud music. You ever went to a bar and they played music and you wanted to talk story? It's kind of hard. You gotta lean in. Like, what was that? You really strain. You kind of like, it's like aggressive listening. Like you ever eavesdrop? I know the ones who are laughing. That means you do. But you kind of strain. Yeah, you're listening. Man, I think sometimes we got to practice that when we listen to God. We got to have aggressive listening, leaning into him, straining to hear his voice. Rarely his voice is booming and thundering. It's a lot of times it's just that still, small voice. So then the third one, reluctance. You know, sometimes we ask and, you know, we're not sure. James 1, 6 to 8 says, "But he must ask in faith without any doubting. For the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For that man ought not to expect that he will receive anything from the Lord, being double-minded man, unstable in all his ways." Sometimes whenever we need to hear God, receive his wisdom in trials, we gotta be wise in asking. We gotta ask in faith. And we gotta believe and hear without doubting. We cannot ask and not expect to hear something. Because God will answer. He'll say yes. He'll say no. He'll say not now. But it will be something. So when we ask, you kind of gotta expect, not be hesitant. Because when you're like, oh, you know, I'm gonna ask God for this, but probably he's not gonna answer me. It's like, I'm gonna call Pastor Scott, but nah, he never answers his phone. I do. I try to my very best to answer my phone, even if it is at 10:30 at night. Yeah. So sometimes fear might cause us to hesitate in taking action when God gives us a command. You remember Moses, when God told Moses to go, and Moses was reluctant. He made all kinds of excuses. You know, he didn't want to go. When Pastor Alex asked me to come to work for the church, I was like, no, I don't want to work there. I made every excuse. I told him, if you was to hire me, you would lose a volunteer. You know, you tried to convince him not to, but he was saying, you know what? Then he used those words, pray about it. And then you know you're doomed because you know what God's going to say. So, but thank you, because I ended up hearing God and ended up working for the church and I ended up being so blessed. So, you know, don't let your hesitation, your reluctance stop you from hearing what God has to do. He may be calling some of you to hey, check out that children's ministry meeting. And you might be like, oh, he's probably speaking to some of you right now. And you'd be like, man, maybe that's not God. Kind of like, it's kind of scary watching children. That's not true. We have beautiful children here. We really do. Okay, and the fourth one is obedience. Man, and when it comes to hearing and obeying God, I think, hands down, I love what Isaiah says. It says, "Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" Man, then this is what I said. Then I said, "Here I am, Lord, send me." Wow, that's so bold. You know, he said, "God, here I am, send me." I was like, wow. This guy had no fear. He just said, "Here I am, send me." How many of you would say, "Lord, here I am, use me"? Any takers? Oh, we had some right there. Yeah, I mean, obedience. Who will go? Isaiah said, "I will." You know, the last time I went fishing, and I like when I go fishing because I can go walk for miles and come to a quiet, peaceful spot where it's just me, my fishing pole, and the ocean. And, you know, here I am standing on the cliff, thinking about my family, thinking about the times when I would speak to them, and they wouldn't listen. And sometimes it gets frustrating when you talk, but they just hear words. They don't get the meaning of what you're trying to say. And then in a quiet voice, I can see God smirking and saying, "Ha, you know how I feel, huh?" Because sometimes he speaks and I was like, "Oh, I don't get it." And then after the fact, like, shoot, I should have done it. That was God speaking. But I failed to listen. Oh. And he wasn't saying it in a condemning way, but he was saying it like an encouraging way. He's like, "Man, I'm talking. Listen to me. I'm speaking to you every day. I'm speaking to you every day, Scott. But sometimes you have selective hearing." How many of you have selective hearing? Yeah. Those of you who went to the marriage seminar, you know what you need. That medicine called Hear-It-All. Yeah, I think we got to go look in the drugstore for that thing called Hear-It-All. So we can hear it all. Yeah. I mean, this is what you can do. When you have some alone time, just sit still. Sit still. Turn every electronic thing off. Sit still and say, "God, speak. Your servant is listening." And listen to what he says. And when he says something, confirm it with the Bible. And then when you confirm it, you know, obey it, do it, because those who hear his word and acts upon his word, that means you hear it and you do it, you'd be like that person who built your house on a solid foundation, your life. James 1:22. "But prove yourself doers of the word, and not merely hearers who delude themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was." You know, the one who listens and does, that's the man who glances at his face in the mirror. You know, the one who does nothing is like the guy who looks in the mirror and forgets what he looks like. Man, if we can look into the mirror of God's word, man, and if we can look at it, read it, and understand it, there is such a great, like a demand. It causes us, it tells us to take action. Not just sit down and said, "Okay, that was really good, Lord. That's a good information," and it just goes into your head, and that's the farthest it goes. You know, the Bible, the whole Bible, 2 Timothy 3:16 talks about the whole Bible. It is inspired by God. What does it do? It teaches us. It corrects us. It trains us. And it's there for us, but we got to be able to hear it and do it. You cannot just hear it. Because if you hear it, it's not going to train you. It's not going to cause you to action. So you got it calls you to do something. And so this is what I want to sum it all up. Okay. if you are not hearing God's voice, then whose voice are you hearing? Is it the world? Is it the enemy? Whose voice are you hearing? Because we got to hear. We got to hear. It's important that we hear God's voice. It's important we get his direction. And it's important that we obey. Amen? You can put away your notes. And let's close in a word of prayer. With your heads bowed, your eyes closed. If God's Spirit spoke to you, if you heard him, because the Bible says, I stand at the door and knock. And if you've heard that knock, and you want to open the door of your heart to accept Jesus Christ, if he spoke to you in that way, then with your heads bowed and your eyes closed, would you pray this prayer with me? Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. I repent of my sins, and I turn to you. Come live in me. Change me. Cleanse me. Make me the person you want me to be. I receive you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. If you heard God's voice and you said yes to him, and by praying that prayer, would you hold up a hand? I want to pray for you. Anybody out there? Hashem, God bless you back there. Anybody else? God bless you over there. Anybody else? Put your hands down. Lord, you have seen their hands. They have heard you, and they are acting upon what they have heard. And your word says when we do that, we would be like that wise man who built our house upon the rock. And Lord, I pray for them that this would be their beginning of building a foundation so strong that when the winds and the storms and the rain of life come, they would not be shaken because they built on the rock. So, Lord, I pray for those who have said yes to you, that you would speak to them, and the rest of us, Lord, that your voice would become more and more clear as we tune into you, as we hear your voice, obey your voice, and move forward. We pray this in Jesus' name.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Chiroma of New Hope Christian Fellowship East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street, Kau, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.